waiting for.
Hey, those guys aren't so bad when you don't hear them every other song.
You mean like that one rock station?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings unto thee.
We are talking now about things that you thought when you were a kid.
And you finally realize, nope. That's not the case. That doesn't make any sense at all. What was I thinking?
And then for a while, you didn't tell anyone because it was embarrassing.
Yes.
But
yes,
now
you can sit here and say, yes, when I was probably seven, mm-hmm. I think, the parents, the adults, were talking about someone who was in the hospital. And they said, well, we just hope he doesn't slip into a vegetative state.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in front of me, not to me at all. And then one of them said, yeah, now he could become a vegetable. Boom!
You thought
my brain said, "Oh my God, he could turn into a carrot." And I didn't say anything.
That would have been a bad form.
Oh no, it would have solved so many problems.
Well,
right?
Yeah, it would have helped you. Yeah.
So I mean, you know, my brain took off, and they were clearly serious. They were very concerned. Mm-hmm. They weren't screwing around. They weren't talking to me at all.
Right.
So my brain thought, well, he turns into a carrot. And then a nurse could walk in and say, what's this carrot doing here? And throw him away.
But wait, why wouldn't the nurse know if he turned into a carrot that he would turn
it's
into
a carrot?
Why would she be surprised that he turned into a carrot?
Oh, there's a carrot on
that
the,
doesn't make any
on the
sense.
Bed. I was seven! And they were so serious and so concerned. So, like, I just thought it was horrible that you could end your life turning into a vegetable that gets thrown into the trash.
Yeah, well, that isn't ideal. If that was true, that's not ideal.
Oh, my God. And then I was scared of hospitals for years to come. But I never thought of it necessarily again until one day, I think I was maybe 11 or 12, and someone was going into the hospital. And I thought, you might turn into a, what the hell?
You,
then it occurred to me. Yeah, I figured it out
yourself.
Myself.
You did. Wow.
I'm like, what a stupid kid.
I believed two things when I was a kid. One, if you ate watermelon seeds, a watermelon tree or whatever would grow in you.
Man, adults tell you that
yes.
kind of stuff.
Why?
Pumpkin seeds. And yeah, I don't know, because it's hilarious.
It's funny to laugh about when you're drinking wine with your friends.
Yeah, and I suppose also it's a good way to keep kids from doing it, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess that's probably the whole desire.
Yeah.
And my other one was if you swallowed gum, it never left your system.
How true is that, though? I still wonder if there's some truth to that. Maybe it's in your guts somewhere.
No,
that's not true at all.
In your body?
I don't know.
You know how many pieces of gum I've swallowed?
Me too.
That would be 1,000
pounds. Well, that explains a lot. Well, that explains a lot.
Sluggo just realized.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Oh, speaking of, I'm going to play AC/DC, really.
All right, we are going to take your calls.
Yep.
If you, like us, have had
some ridiculous thing
when you were a kid. there's a list on BuzzFeed. One of them is the belly button feeder.
What's
this
that?
Is somebody who thought that when a mom fed her baby in her womb, that she would just put food in the belly button.
Like that's what I've never heard that one. That's a good one.
And the other one that I found very funny, and I can't remember who else thought this, but the dedicated TV actors.
Well, I don't know that.
So the kid would watch TV, then he would go eat or whatever. The people that were actors and actresses would wait for him.
Oh.
Then when he came back, they would continue the show. That's what they thought.
Wow.
Television was.
Wow. Wow.
So the dedicated TV actors wait around for kids to come back to the TV and then they can start again.
And that is sort of that super ego that you have as a child, that you think the world revolves around you.
Totally. Yeah. And you don't understand the technology necessarily.
Right.
Or
right.
Whatever.
Right. Right.
All right. So we'll take your calls at 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS, and the dumber the better. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
As a child, I was afraid when they said you could turn into a vegetable, you would literally turn into a carrot.
So we're talking about stupid things that you thought as a kid, or in a lot of these cases, you were told by your parents.
Yeah.
That's some BS right there.
Yeah, that is.
All right, so KLOS, hello, what's yours?
So I'm blind in my left eye,
okay.
And when I was little, I thought that when I covered my right eye with both eyes open, I could see through my hand because everything was kind of fuzzy.
Okay.
So I thought I had superpowers.
Oh, I see.
See through my hand.
Wow.
That
it does make sense logically.
Yeah.
If you can see something.
Yeah. Very interesting.
All right. Thank you for the call.
In.
We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hi. I have a story as a kid.
Please, stupid things you thought as a kid.
So I must have been about five when you're just learning to read. when I would see carpool, I thought it was only for cars with pools.
I love that.
That makes so much sense.
That is the best.
Right?
Right on. What's your name?
Yes, Monica.
Monica, I wish I had a car like that.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you, that would be awesome. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Stupid things you thought as a kid.
This is way back when I was 13, and I went to, they had Social Security offices that you could go to.
Okay.
And then the thing was, my parents never gave me a Social Security card. So at 13, I said, yeah, I'm going to go get a Social Security card. So I went down, I filled out all the stuff, and I got a Social Security card. It came in the mail and everything. So my parents said, oh, yeah, no, we got it. So I thought I had two numbers.
For how long?
Until I was an adult. And I said, no, I'm not going to use the Social Security number that my parents got. I'm going to use the one that I got, because the one I got was better.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right, but it was the same number. They knew it, but I mean, it's like, you know, I thought for sure that I had two Social Security numbers.
That's beautiful.
You rule. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, we're talking about stupid things you thought as a kid.
Although I would say that guy was duped by his parents, not necessarily.
Yeah, true.
That would be believable.
True.
What do you got?
If you cross your eyes, they're going to stick like that.
Yeah.
They do love to say that one a
lot. They do.
Hello, KLOS.
So one time, me and my mom were driving somewhere, and I was sitting in the front seat. I was probably about 6 or 7, and we were driving somewhere, and she was out of gas. She was on the E line. And I was really scared that we were going to get stuck in the middle of the road and have no gas. And she had said that the mileage on your car tells you how many miles you have left.
On the odometer?
On the odometer. That's how many miles you have left when you're on the E.
Wow, she led you. So it would say
835,226 miles left to go. Don't worry about it. We're good.
She had.
Wow. Well, that's nice to keep the kid from.
Did you ever run out of gas because you thought you had plenty? Oh, you moved
on. Okay. 818-955-KLOS. What did you believe as a kid?
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We are talking about things that you thought that were pretty stupid when you were a kid. What's yours?
Hi. When I was a kid, we drove a lot, and I always thought that when it said exit only, that meant that was the only way to get there at all.
Oh, wow. That's and so were you confused when you drove past exits then?
Well, I'm not sure exactly when I learned that that wasn't true. I think I was like 16 or 17 years old.
Be honest, you still believe that, don't you?
No, I don't.
Liar!
Oh, come on. You can be honest with us. Look, however smart you are now, we were all dumb as kids.
Yep.
At some point, we thought something stupid was true.
Yep.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. What's yours, sir?
Yeah, when I was about 3 or 4, I used to think motorcycles, I nicknamed them Cunnanas. So whenever I see a motorcycle, I say, Cunnana, Cunnana.
Cunnana, na, 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 na.
Is that why?
No, Cunnana.
Cunnana, na, 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 na. Why?
Why?
No, with a K, Cunnana.
Okay, but why?
I don't know. It's just when I was that age, I did.
You're making up your own words. Well, that's good. All right. Mean, you know, that's fine.
Thanks for calling KLOS. Hello.
Very strange.
Yes, I didn't know. He was correcting us like we were.
No!
Talking about stupid things you thought as a kid. Hello.
With a K.
Hello?
Yeah.
So I came to this country when I was 7 years old, and they picked us up at LAX, and it was nighttime. So as we were driving down the freeway, the brake lights were red on one side, and the other side were white lights, right? So I thought that you had to know what kind of lights you had on your car to determine which side of the street you were on.
That's very funny.
That's really interesting.
That makes sense logically.
No, yeah, it does.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Huh. Where'd you come from?
Cyprus. It's a small island in the Mediterranean.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, I want to go there. But it's a little belated, but welcome.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, KLOS. What's your thing you thought as a child that proved to not be true?
Mine was I used to have a habit of eating lemons. You know the little seeds? My friends used to say, if you eat the seeds, you're going to grow a tree in your stomach.
Right.
For me, like a dumbass, I was 6 years old. I actually felt the pain at night, and I was thinking it was true, so I didn't want to let them know anything. I went and I took X-Lax. And I was out of school for like 3 days.
Oh!
Thinking it was that it was.
Oh, see, now that'll teach parents to tell kids things like that. That was actually kind of smart of you,
I mean,
in a way.
Lemons, but it was all the acid that I 8, and I was hurting my stomach, but I thought it was that. Oh,
you're a pretty smart kid at that point.
Kind of smart. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Right on. Thanks for calling in.
KLOS, hello. Stupid things you thought as a kid.
Oh, well, I used to think back in the 50s, like, things were black and white.
Right.
Oh, yeah, sure. Because of TV sense. And movies and everything.
That makes sense.
Well, yeah. I used to ask my dad, hey, what was it like back then when... and everything was black and white, and you're just like, what?
What is wrong with you? That's beautiful.
I'm raising a dumb son.
Yeah, apparently he grew up in Pleasantville. I love that movie. Hi, KLOS. What did you think as a kid?
Yeah, when I was about 6 or 7, I thought that the dogs were boys and the cats were the females.
You know, my mom thought the same thing.
What?
The dogs were boys and cats were females.
Really?
Yeah, dogs are always male and cats were females.
Your mom always thought that?
Yeah. Yes, she still does to this day. Awesome. Thanks for calling in. That's very interesting. I've never heard anyone else other than her say that. Hey, KLOS.
No wonder you are the way that you are. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. So it wasn't so much what I believed, it's what I let my children believe.
Oh, nice.
They lied to me.
They lied to you?
I thought that if they lied to me, that it turned red behind their ears. So anytime I didn't believe them, I'd say, okay, let me see behind your ears. Oh. And then they'd say, okay.
What a smart parent.
So they're about 10.
I was going to say, about how old were they? 10, huh? When they started, one of their friends were like, that's not true. Wow. That's awesome.
Yep.
You know what? I kind of have to encourage parents in that one. I think that's a pretty good idea.
Nicely played.
Yeah, nicely done.
It
thank right you on, for thanks calling. For calling.
It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I have an article here, the animal most likely to kill you from each state.
I love those kind of things. That's just weird.
Some of them are very bizarre. And I'm going to have you guess when it gets to California.
Okay. Alaska, do you have them in like alphabetical order?
No.
Okay.
Indiana.
No idea.
Is a deer.
A deer. Okay. Which, deer.
Illinois, and I don't know what this is.
Okay.
Zombie coyotes.
Oh my God, that's the coolest thing
ever. That's the name of it.
Where are they?
In Illinois.
We're moving to Illinois, buddy.
Right?
Yeah.
That's pretty fantastic.
Kevin and I will now be coming to you from Illinois because we're hanging out with zombie... What were they? I already forgot.
Zombie coyotes.
Coyotes. You forgot, too. That's
yeah,
awesome.
I did. Idaho, a bear.
Utah. Ah, okay. That mm-hmm. would suck. That's not the way to go.
Hawaii, tiger shark.
Oh.
I was surprised by that. Although I was scuba diving.
All right.
In Hawaii, and I saw a shark.
Really?
Maybe 40 feet away.
Really?
And I just froze because I was scared out of my mind, and it paid no attention to me and just swam away. And I was like...
Were you having pictures of, like, Jaws, the movie where he bites his leg off and it hits the bottom ocean floor?
None of that happened. Georgia, venomous snakes.
Okay.
Florida, mosquitoes.
Oh, man, I can buy that.
I thought it would have been like alligators or something.
Yeah, or crazy people.
Yeah, true.
Someone on bath salts.
Delaware, coyotes.
Okay.
Connecticut, bobcats with rabies.
Bobcats, comma, rabies.
Yes. Colorado, cougars.
Oh, like those women are just out of control, you know, man. Just like, if you're young, you're in trouble, no, man. They're going to, like, you'll be to death. We're going to keep going, man.
This is the animal.
Oh, the animal.
The cougar. Yeah.
I was so confused.
California.
Well, you know, you said sharks for Hawaii. That was my first thought, was sharks.
For California?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. They come in inland and they get...
This,
I don't know.
This is a list of the animal most likely to kill you from each state.
I love those kind of things.
California...
is bears. Black bears.
No, several one. Species of rattlesnake.
A rattlesnake.
Would you have guessed that?
Oh. I have seen one curled up on my doorstep once. That sucked.
About 221 people are bitten by venomous snakes annually in California.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, 221.
Wow. So 221 is the most animal deaths caused, or the, you know, the
yes,
top.
Yes, by animals.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's only 221 people a year. I mean, that's terrible.
But I mean, they do. They have
it's
venom.
A big state.
They have anti-venom for a lot of them.
Sure. And there's a hell of a lot of desert in this state.
Yeah, true. Several species of rattlesnake.
Wow, that's
how bizarre is that?
Oh, those little bastards.
All right, so we're going to take your calls of your run-ins with rattlesnakes.
Oh, rattlesnakes.
Have you encountered a rattlesnake in your area? Have you seen
Excuse
it?
Me?
Have you been hiking,
well, sort
perhaps,
of.
And seen one?
I
because they are all over.
Had one here, curled up on my doorstep, and just closed the door. I was like, well, maybe it'll be gone in the morning. Guess
good,
what it was.
Good work.
I know, thank
oh,
you.
Really?
Yeah. And once when I was like 7, we lived out in the middle of the desert and came twice, actually, in the desert. And I had a big dog, and she just barked her head off until it sort of
until
uncurled.
Until it bit her head off.
Yeah. No, she was really smart about it. She was a desert dog, and she was like, I know what to do. Yeah, she stayed quite a ways back and was like, he's like, all right.
That's a great impression.
Thank you.
So you had run-ins with rattlesnakes. Call us now, 818-955-KLOS.
I can listen to that nonstop. Let's just put it on repeat. I love that damn song. Yeah. It's a twofer from Motley on 95.5 KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We are talking about, we started talking about the animal that kills more people in California.
And every single state, what it is most likely to take you down.
And in California, it is a rattlesnake.
Yeah, which sounded weird at first, but then I remember, most of the east part of this state is desert, so there's a lot of them out there.
So we're taking calls about your run-ins with rattlesnakes. KLOS, hello.
My mom lived up in the upper Tahunga Canyon.
Right.
And she had a hillside filled with yucca bushes, and asked me to go up and clear the hillside. I didn't realize rattlesnakes live and breed in yuccas.
Mm. That's not ideal.
Everybody take note. Yuccas.
I would like to point out that your mother was trying to kill you.
Do you think that's possible?
No, she was down the hill. She was running like fever because I was using a weed eater with a saw blade on it.
I love this. This is awesome.
This story just keeps getting better.
Yeah.
There were little babies and mom.
Oh.
Well, needless to say, I just took that thing and just started mowing rattlesnakes.
I don't love that story.
I want to see it on film. Thanks for calling, man. That is bananas.
That is crazy.
No, he wasn't one of the 221 that get killed every year, at least by a rattlesnake.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin Sluggles, Mr. Mark, down here in Julian, California.
Hey there.
What's happening?
You ran into a rattlesnake?
Yeah. I was taking out the trash one day, the big cans, and we had alligator lizards in the back, right?
Right.
Like porch. So I took it out, I go, alligator lizard. I came back for the other trash can, go, oh, shit, that's a black rattlesnake. So, I'm a city folk, so I drove down to the Cal Fire, had the fire department come here and get the rattlesnake and cutting the head off, and the wife is looking out the window. She goes, I hate snakes. And the female firefighter said, why are you living up here?
That's awesome. That's thanks for calling. Question. You know, the fire department is the way to deal with it, actually. They're
is
like,
it? Yeah.
Yeah, they'll come out and deal with it.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, tell us about your snake.
It's not a euphemism.
For once.
DM and I used to go out to the desert and ride around motorcycles, and one night...
Sounds like you're riding one now.
He bought lifted up a rock, and there was a little baby rattlesnake. And he took a stick and stuffed it. Goes, I need to make a noose, Mark. Can you hold the stick? I go, what?
What?
You're crazy. I ain't going to hold the stick down on this snake.
What is wrong with your friend?
Well, he wanted to take it home, and he got an aquarium, and he put it in and fed it crickets. But the crickets ended up killing the snake.
Ah, wow. And crickets everywhere rejoiced. That's awesome.
Thank you
for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS. Tell us about your snake.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're talking about your run-ins with rattlesnakes. You have one?
Back in 2012, just moved into a new house, and our garage was a complete disaster. You know, boxes. You know how it is. You just move everything into the garage, and it looks like an episode of Hoarders.
Right,
So anyway, later on that night, I'm hobbling around in the garage trying to find some stuff, and I see what looks like a little cinnamon roll by the garage door. Like, oh, man, what is that? And it turned out it was a little baby rattlesnake. I was like, oh, man, I don't want to kill the thing, but I got it, because if that thing gets loose, can you imagine what unpacking would be like?
I mean, couldn't you relocate it?
Aw, man. I mean, that's a great thought, but no.
Okay.
No. Yeah. My dad would be like, relocate it. Where's the shovel? Yeah. He was really good at popping their heads off.
Somebody hand me a shotgun.
Oh, man. So how'd you get rid of it?
Yeah, unfortunately. I had to do it in with a metal tube of an umbrella stand.
Oh, I got you. All right.
Yeah, that's pretty clever. Yeah. Well, that must have been fun. Welcome to your new home.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, that's true. Right
Thank
on.
You.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. You had a run-in with a rattlesnake?
Yes, I did. When I was about 10 years old, my dad and I went up to Lake Arrowhead. It's called Wolf Creek. There's really nobody there in the 70s. And we were fishing, and I was running down a creek, bouncing off the rocks. He screamed at me to stop and look down between my legs. And there was a baby rattlesnake coiled up in between my feet.
Ooh.
And it was getting ready to strike. And he handed me a stick, told me to put it on his head. I pushed the rattlesnake's head down. He goes, well, now you got to cut off its head. So he gave me a knife. I cut off its head.
Wow.
And we skinned it. And
what the hell? Then he told me to kill someone, so I did.
Yeah, hold on a second. Is your dad related to my dad by any chance? They sound quite alike.
And then we ate it.
Yeah, he also used to love to eat rattlesnakes. He loved it. Or
it
any snake.
Just like chicken.
That's what I think too. I've eaten rattlesnake as well. It tastes like chicken.
So did my grandma, but.
But you could. What? But you could just eat chicken.
Yeah, just have the chicken. Yeah. It's less likely to bite your ass. Right on. Thanks for calling, man. KLOS, tell us about your rattlesnake encounter.
Oh, good Lord, bro. My folks moved from Huntington Beach to Blythe, California.
Wow. What a terrible move.
Where Bean spent a week just to see what it was like vacationing out there.
What an awful move.
Yeah, that's not good.
They moved 13 years ago, and their backyard goes into the Colorado River.
Oh, wow.
So my first day there, I'm getting lit and then go down to go fishing with some chicken liver and a fishing pole.
Sure.
And a couple beers. I get to the ramp to get to the dock, and there's this rattlesnake in the rocks, and it's like made that rattle and then made a hiss, and I threw the fishing gear and...
I'm sorry. I thought you said you threw the beer. You didn't throw the beer.
No, the fishing gear.
Oh, hell no.
Just the fishing gear.
I'm just checking.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fishing gear. And then I ran back up the hill into with the house, got my family, and we left, and I haven't been back.
Come to beautiful Blythe and so leave quickly.
You fought the snake and the snake won.
Oh, dude, don't ever go to Blythe, bro. Oh.
Listen, that's a given.
That's a given.
No one's ever needed to give that advice.
But thanks for reminding everybody. That's very helpful. Thank you, man. 818-955-KLOS. Snake?
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I'm amazed how many rattlesnake stories there are. The thing most likely to kill you animal-wise, animal style?
In California.
Is rattlesnake.
Is a rattlesnake. So. And you had a run-in with one?
Back when I was about 5 to about 10, I lived in the top of King O' Canyon, which is north of Selmar.
Right.
We had a rattler every week come into our yard.
Oh,
and,
man.
Man, we were just chopping their heads off, grilling them. They're curing the snake skin and being straight hoopty people with their snake skin belts. And, you know, it's like greasy chicken. It's like rubbery greasy chicken.
Yeah, that's
bad.
A fact.
It's like bad chicken, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Do you miss those days? You're not living there anymore?
Yeah, I don't really miss it.
Yeah. Man, we're moving to Selmar, dude.
No,
Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS, tell us about your close encounter with a rattlesnake.
Yeah, that was a hell of a close encounter. About 15 years ago, I was a purchasing agent out of Las Vegas, and our vendor decided to take us out for a round of golf at the Painted Desert. Nice golf course. Anyways, all along the golf course, it said, if you hit your ball out of bounds, don't play it due to rattlesnakes.
Right.
And they even had drunk beer, signs out there, like, after you're drinking, the sign says, rattlesnakes will bite you first. Don't play out of bounds balls.
Right.
You know, so they really made it plain. Anyways, we didn't play that good, but we were close. So I hit an out of bounds ball, and I could see it. So I went down, and they said, stay out of there. You know, drop a ball and take a stroke and go on. I said, no, I'm playing my ball. We're close.
We're still talking about golf, right?
No, we're talking about golf.
Okay.
I went down to play my ball. And as soon as I hit it, the whole hillside erupted with an audio of rattlesnakes.
Whoa. Wow.
And I'm down. I'm looking up at them, and I'm like, and they're going, like, Bull, don't move.
Wow.
And I said, well, I'm not moving. Well, they started swiping their clubs down through the bushes to get to me, and I was swiping my club to get out of the bushes to them. Bottom line, the moral of the story, I won by 2 strokes.
That's the moral of the story?
Yeah, that is. It is.
No, I'm sorry. I won by 2 strokes. I was an asshole the whole round. I won by 2 strokes.
Dude, that's beautiful. That's awesome. You know who couldn't have done that? Indiana Jones.
Oh, he hates snakes. Good.
I like how long that took.
Wow. Wow.
You good?
Yeah, barely, sort of. Lots of water.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Sluggo had his second shot yesterday.
Yeah, and it was fine at first. I was dancing and singing, but late last night.
You're kind of rubbing it in, I gotta be honest.
I'm like, ha-ha, you had it twice, and then you had a terrible reaction to the first one. I was really amazed that I didn't have any kind of reaction to my first shot, and yesterday, and then, of course, finally.
And late last night, yeah, and this morning, yeah. 101, but you're
yeah.
all right.
Yeah, you know, it's as good as can be.
You could be this homeowner in Torrance.
Oh, my God.
It's a woman who came home to find close to 1,000 birds inside her home.
Oh my God.
Now I'm a dog guy.
Right.
Not much of a cat person.
Right. We're going to bring you around on that.
With though. Exceptions.
Right. With exceptions, which is how we
not
bring
much
you
of a bird guy. I had a friend when I was younger who had one of those, I don't even know what it was. It was a giant bird.
Right, right, right.
There and it was in a cage.
And say rude things to you.
But it was inside.
Not
that. Yes. And no, it wouldn't talk. It would just. Yes, yeah, right yeah, when yeah. you walked by, and I was like, how do you live like this?
Heart attack!
I could never figure it out.
Boo!
But this video, these like 1,000 birds are all in a herd. Is that what you call them?
Let's go with flock. I don't know. But
they're
yeah,
all in
I
a
like
flock.
Yeah.
And they go right down one chimney, one home's chimney.
Yeah, yeah, which immediately led me to look at ours to make sure that there was like this weird cap on it.
Right.
Yeah, I'm listen, like, so they couldn't do that.
Listen to this newscast.
It's horrifying.
And she called and said, there's birds everywhere.
Little did Carrie, who doesn't want her last name used, know what mom meant by everywhere.
Carrie Edwards, by the way. No, just kidding. No idea.
But this phone video of inside her house makes it pretty clear. And check them out. That's outside their windows.
Then I got the video of the birds shooting down the chimney from the neighbor.
This video, birds fly around the chimney outside the house, and soon enough, they sweep in.
It's like they're dive bombing.
Yeah, and it's like right out of the movie, The Birds. That's exactly
it
what
really
they
is.
Did. Yeah.
They all go for that one chimney. Who knows why?
Right. But these are all one kind of bird.
Yes.
What are they? You said they're protected, right?
Yes, they are protected. They're called the chimney swift.
Oh, chimney is in their name.
Yes.
Even. Oh. So that's they're not really big birds. They're kind of medium.
No, they're pretty relatively
yeah, yeah,
small.
Yeah, yeah. Sparrow
but
size.
1,000 of them?
Yeah, that's way too many.
You know what that is? 1,000 butts. You know what that is? A lot of poop.
You said you saw the house was covered.
And there was like children's toys.
Covered in bird
yes.
poop. Just burn the house down.
Ugh.
Why did you even save the house?
Gross.
Burn it down.
When I got there, I walked up to the front door, looked in, and right back out I went because it was insane in there.
They seem to be Vos swifts, which roost in chimneys and are flying past Southern California on their migration north.
I saw a ton of them, by the way, right after this news story.
Is that right?
Yeah, driving away from the house, and they were in the middle of the road. Like, we were going kind of through them, and they sort of flew away a little bit, but they're clearly looking for another chimney or something, man.
Montecito police provided photos from a home in their area that was badly damaged by a swarm recently.
And animal control said, oh, just leave your doors and windows open and they'll go out.
Oh, that's helpful.
Listen, just open your door. They'll
yeah.
go out.
Oh, they won't anything come in.
That
and they'll head on out after they've pooped everywhere.
That always works.
No problem.
Once the door was open, they decided to take a nap.
Of course.
Oh, it's nice fresh air in here. Thank you.
And go in every room possible.
May sound funny, but she has a small child in the house. Her toys and belongings were covered in droppings.
Still funny.
Yeah, it is kind of funny.
I mean, sorry.
With it being unlivable with droppings absolutely everywhere, we decided to go stay in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat just stayed up for hours taking birds out, 2 to 4 birds at a time. He got a box and was putting them in the box. In a thin box so they couldn't fly out, and just shaking the box out to get them out.
It was like a television box.
Right.
It was like that thin
yeah.
box,
right,
and he
right,
would
right.
just pack birds in it and walk out and just sort of get them to fly away.
I think the video that freaked me out most about that was they showed the fireplace and there was a grate in front of it.
Yes.
And there was at least 400 birds inside
dying
there
to get inside.
And making all sorts of crazy
yes.
noises. I was just like, that is not what you want to see in your fireplace. That's nightmare fuel.
Correct.
From now on.
Yes.
Lesson of the story.
Keep your flu shot.
Yes.
And if you don't have a flu, make sure there's some type of net or mesh on your chimney, because this was, you know, you want to spring clean, but this is one way to have to spring clean.
That's insane.
They say they're a protected bird, and they also say that your home insurance will not cover.
Oh, of course it won't. And they always find some damn way out of it, don't they?
They arrive in the U.S. in March and are gone by November, so we're good.
There's no problem. Stu said he would have his flamethrower out. I think that's a really good idea.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. May on KLOS is all about winning cash and trips to the Sahara in Las Vegas.
Hell to the yeah, it is.
Your shot to win at least $500 happens each morning at 8 with Heidi and Frank, and again with us at 3 and 4 in the afternoon. And Marcy has trips to the Sahara, Las Vegas every week this month.
Marcy!
So keep listening for your chance to win that. We have our little $500 game.
Yeah, man.
Every time somebody misses, it rolls over.
They have been doing. This one is a tough one.
This one is $6,000.
We do keep hearing from people online saying, I've known since the beginning, and I believe they're right.
I just can't get through.
Yeah, you have to be caller 13.
So we're going to do that in about 5-6 minutes.
Something like that, yeah.
It must suck to work at Starbucks. We're going to have to do this topic another day.
Yes.
But there was a Starbucks employee who tweeted on today's episode of Why I Want to Quit My Job. And then that picture.
Oh, my God. This is a mobile order, first of all, from Edward. Edward, come on, man. He needed a Venti Caramel Crunch Frap. First, Frappuccino. First of all, that's dangerous because the caramel itself in cold, you can choke on that stuff. But he also wants a little bits of crunches in it and 5 extra banana bits, extra caramel drizzle, extra whipped cream, extra ice. Extra cinnamon dollop on top. 7 pumps additional dark caramel sauce. Extra caramel crunch. 1 pump of honey blend. Not 1 pump more, by the way, or Edward will be pissed.
Right.
Extra salted BM butter. I don't even know what the hell that one is. I don't even know what.
I know what a BM is.
I put a BM in this drink for Edward. 5 pumps Frappuccino roasted coffee as well in this one Venti drink. 7 additional Frappuccino chips, heavy cream, and last but not least, and this pisses me off the most, I think, double blended. Not just once. Put it back in there. Take another few minutes with my damn drink.
That's one drink.
Yes!
This is one of my pet peeves. I do know that Starbucks is a little more specialized.
Sure, but this
but
is
that's
being,
ridiculous. Yes. But when you walk through, when you go through like a McDonald's,
right.
You don't order a lot of specialty items.
No.
Just go through, pay, take whatever food they give you, put it in your pie hole, and move on and get out of the way.
You got Kevin behind you is needing his drink.
It's
and
a fast
food
restaurant. Yeah, you can't order
fast.
And then Starbucks. Yes, that's, I mean, for God's sakes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 things added to the drink that you were.
Man,
14 extra directions.
I do not at all blame Josie for wanting to quit her job.
No, man.
With that guy.
No.
We'll have to do that another day. We don't have time today, but we'll have to do another day that you work at Starbucks and it blows.
And why you quit.
We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back with $6,000.
$6,000.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I know we're going to talk about it later, but I'm very excited. Billy Idol was one of the first people I saw plan a show for this year, 2021.
Sweet.
In October in Vegas, but just to see that starting to happen and then with a new CD. Guidelines we'll talk about later today.
Very exciting.
Yeah, things starting to fall into place. Very cool.
Remember when I was telling you the story about the girl that had the tattoo tramp stamp right there where, and she was a huge fan of the band Bush and Gavin Rossdale?
And which should have been in the other side then, really.
Sure.
Instead of a tramp stamp.
That's not the point.
Location. Oh, okay. Right, okay.
The point is.
Oh, yeah, she
spelled it Galvin. And that made me laugh.
Yeah, that's very funny.
Made Gavin laugh.
Oh, I was going to say, yes. I didn't know if you told him or not.
Oh, no, we did it on the air.
Oh, nice.
We were like, oh, what's your name? Yeah, you're a huge fan? Yeah, what kind of tattoo do you have? Turn around and show him.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's beautiful. And Galvin had a good laugh.
Galvin did. He really enjoyed it. there's a lot of people have music tattoos because music is really important in your life.
Yep.
So we're looking for obscure music tattoos.
You know, it's funny. I just went to search to see what the most popular music tattoo is. You know, you can't find anything on Google necessarily now because it's all ads instead of actual. Here's Joe Blow's list that he went out and compiled. But the one I know I've seen the most, at least here in Southern California, I think, music tattoo is Sublime. I've seen so many Sublime tattoos. And I don't know if, like, you go east of Barstow or whatever, you see as many anymore out there in the rest of the world. But
I'm not a huge Miley Cyrus fan. Mm-hmm. By the way, we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you have an obscure music tattoo.
Yep, or one that you wish you hadn't gotten now.
Yeah, sure.
Or it was misspelled, like Galvin Bush.
All of the above.
Yes.
Miley Cyrus, not a huge fan, but she got a tattoo after breaking up with her boyfriend, Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
And the tattoo is lyrics on her arm.
Uh-oh.
And she performed on the MTV VMAs, and you could see the tattoo on her arm, and it comes from an obscure Pixies B-side.
Yes! I love the Pixies. That's my favorite band on the planet.
Right?
Yeah.
The Thing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Is the name of it. Right. And she got, "My head was feeling scared, but my heart was feeling free."
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. Good for her.
But also,
Miley, I love you now.
Also obscure because a lot of people probably don't know that lyric.
No way. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So that was surprising.
Yeah. Well, good for her. That's
yes.
Cool.
So 818-955-KLOS. If you have an obscure music tattoo, call now. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about you have obscure music tattoos. KLOS, hello, you have some?
I have tons of them.
Oh, tons. All right. What's your favorite?
My Violent Femmes and then my David Bowie.
Nice. You just have their names, faces?
No. So for the Violent Femmes, I have Crazy, Crazy, Crazy off the song Crazy from Violent Femmes.
Sure.
And then I have, for David Bowie, I have a skull with a Ziggy Stardust across it.
Ah, very cool.
The lightning bolt across
it. Did you ever run into Bowie or Gordon Gano of the Femmes? Have they seen your tattoo?
No.
Yeah.
No, never.
Not a lot of people run into Bowie.
No, it doesn't happen very often.
Ran into Bowie.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello. You have an obscure music tattoo?
I do. I have Cokie the Clown.
Cokie?
Cokie the Clown, Fat Mike from No Effect.
Oh, okay.
Got
that's
it.
Awesome.
Nice. I love that.
Yeah, that's very cool.
And do
cool.
you have to explain it to people? Is it someplace they can see it?
Well, it's on my calf, and I have very big calves, so they always think that it's an ICP tattoo because they don't know Cokie the Clown.
Oh, that's
so they
funny.
They know No Effect.
Sure.
And they're like, oh, it's ICP. I'm like, no.
How dare you?
Has nothing to do with Insane Clown Posse. Get away from me.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up? So you guys want to hear my tattoos?
Yeah. Obscure music tattoos.
Are you guys familiar with the punk rock band Discharge?
Nope.
I am not.
Discharge, no.
All right, so I got a big old Discharge tattoo in the front of my leg. And then on the back of my leg, I toxico, which means toxic. So whenever girls see that, they're like, oh, you're a toxic guy, huh?
Yeah, and I would think if you go into the Army, you've already got discharge on you, so you should be able to get right back out. That would be nice. Hey, thanks for calling in, Matt. 818-955-KLOS. Let's hear about your music touch.
Royal Blood on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin.
Money.
Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We do have $5,500 in our money, 1 second of nonstop rock.
Money.
But first, we're taking calls about obscure music tattoos. You have one?
Many?
I have a Social Distortion tattoo on my thigh.
Is it the skeleton?
Yeah, with a martini drink and a cigarette.
Yeah. Nice.
I got one of those.
Love nice. It. That's
I love that.
Cool.
How many times do you have to explain what it is?
How many what?
How many times do you have to explain what that tattoo means?
nobody knows what it is because it's like 20 years ago.
Wow.
Nobody knows in Southern California.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
That's awful. That's wrong.
I thought you were going to say, occasionally.
Yeah, me too.
I don't drink martinis, and I don't smoke either.
That's irrelevant.
It's time to start both, young man.
I'm starting a little late. I'll give it a good shot, though.
Well, right on. Thanks for calling, Mike Ness. You take care.
Thanks a lot.
Right on.
I lost about $120 to Mike Ness before one of the Acoustic Christmases.
Oh, why? Really?
Playing cards. And
oh, really?
A game I didn't really know.
Nice. I was the drunkest I've ever been when I had to interview someone when I talked to him the first time. Oh, my God, I was wasted.
KLOS, hello. You have an obscure music tattoo?
Hey, yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you guys.
I know. Why don't we shut up already?
Sorry about that.
Just go ahead. Keep going. Don't even think like we're here. Nobody's listening. You know,
it's a good point.
Well, you are on from Poughkeepsie or whatever they say, like on one of those talk shows.
Hey, a side note real quick about not about the tattoo, but I won the $500 from the 1 second of rock.
Right.
Nonstop rock. And I wanted to let you guys know that I got the check.
Wow, so that's shocking.
I wanted to say thank you very much, one, and also to contribute to the show today. Yeah, I do have a tattoo. It's on my calf, and Prince Purple Rain.
Oh, wow.
If you bought the album, it was the album sleeve.
Right.
And if you bought the CD, it was inside the booklet of the CD. It's the face of the lady, and it's not really a face. It's just eyes and a
that's cool.
A little nose and lips.
So
yeah,
very
only
arty.
Four people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only four people have ever been able to tell me I know where that's from.
Only four.
Only four.
That's pretty awesome.
Pretty amazing.
Four people
yeah.
Have seen the tattoo and said I know where that's from.
I bet I know one person who would for sure know Kat Corbett. She'd be like, sure. Oh yeah, I know Prince. Right on. Thanks, man. Hey, it's KLOS. Do you have a obscure music tattoo?
I've got the logo from Faster Pussycat. The cat.
Nice.
I like it. Where is
the
it?
First album. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Right on my forearm.
Has anybody ever come up and written kill, kill underneath it? Faster, pussycat, kill, kill!
Not yet. I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
Right on. All right. Thanks for calling, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. $5,500 and our 1 second of nonstop rock coming up in minutes.
Damn.
First, we're talking about obscure music tattoos. You have one, sir?
Everyone's heard of Black Flag, right?
Sure. Of course.
So when I was 13, I got a Black Flag tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
This guy did it with a... like a homemade gun.
Excellent. You did it yourself. Good.
No, this guy did it.
Oh, it's the safest, yeah.
He just messed it up right away.
So it's more of a blue flag.
So I knew this guy, older guy that worked at...
I'm sorry. How do you mess up a black flag? It's just four bars.
That is seems relatively easy.
That seems like the easiest tattoo ever. Although very cool that you got it when you were 13.
Yeah. But...
wait a minute. Is that a dog I hear?
Yeah.
Oh, what's your dog's name?
Yeah,
Down Boy.
I got three.
Do you need some help?
Do any of them have tattoos?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
We're all gonna die!
No, that's not the case.
Skylab is following. It's 1979 all over again,
It is a great headline, though. Rogue Chinese rocket is on a collision course with Earth.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it's supposed to hit Earth this weekend.
Yeah.
And they don't know where.
Nope. I mean, this keeps happening, and there's so much space junk up there, it's not a surprise. One of these days...
this is a Chinese rocket that put some of their space station stuff into the atmosphere.
Right.
In space.
Yeah. In your butt. I think that might be a moment right there. Ding, ding, ding. Wait, hold on.
How dare you? But the rocket is too big to burn up,
right.
So it's going to come back to Earth, and they have no idea where.
Is Vegas taking bets on this?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But we do have a spokesman for the Pentagon.
Oh, wow.
John Kirby joining us now. John.
Hello, John.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, thanks for joining.
I got to make myself a drink.
Okay. What?
I'm making myself a drink. We're going to die, man.
What?
Wow.
What do you mean, what? You keep asking a question. There's a rogue Chinese rocket that's going to crash on Earth. So kiss your ass goodbye.
But, I mean, in the article, you sounded like you were pretty clear-headed and calm.
Yeah, I was kidding. I thought, aren't you?
That's what I started thinking about it.
Oh, no.
They said, there's a 70% chance it's going to hit the water. You know what that means? A 70% chance it's going to land on me.
Have you done the math on that exactly? Because I'm not sure.
Yeah, I have done the math. Did you know in 1961 a cow was killed by some Cuban space debris?
No, I was unaware of that.
Oh my God.
That happened.
Okay, right?
A cow. I'm not as tough as a cow.
No,
so the rocket hits me, I'm dead for sure.
But
you ever try to kill a cow? It's not easy.
No. Why would I try to kill a cow? All right, listen, though. What are the chances it's going to hit you versus hit us?
Yeah.
Well, look, you don't know my life, man. I work for the Pentagon, okay?
Right.
The things weren't bad enough.
Right.
You know what the last 4 years have been like for me? I was wishing a rocket would hit me.
Now the rocket's here and you don't want it.
No, because things are turning around a little bit. But I call up, I go to get Progressive Insurance for a Chinese rogue rocket that's hitting your house. And guess what? Florida's not interested.
Flo does not care if you get hit by a rocket.
No, Flo does not care. The little gecko doesn't care. Nobody cares.
What about the caveman?
Oh, I didn't think about the caveman.
Maybe.
I'll give him a call.
All right, great.
We are dead center in the middle of an Aerosmith twofer on KLOS, but that doesn't stop us. It stopped her, though. Gotta let that dog out.
Watching a pursuit.
Kevin hates high-speed pursuits.
Oh, I love them.
And just pulled her over in the San Fernando Valley on the freeway there.
And I love all the people that give me a heads up on Twitter.
It's very cool. I think it's Devorah. You know that song?
It sort of looks like her. Yeah.
Yeah. Devorah, what are you doing out there, man?
I've been driving the wrong way all day. Kind of looks like her. She has a
really
beautiful dog, too.
Yeah, it's very cute. He's still in the car. What a good dog staying in the car, baby. Oh, poor dog. I was just thinking.
That car's a mess.
I was just thinking if they try and take her down or whatever, that dog's going to come get him.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, they just went away from it.
In Toronto, a woman living in downtown found an unknown man inside her apartment.
Oh, that's always fun.
Wearing her clothes.
Oh, no. Was it Dr. Frankenfurter?
And cooking a meal.
I'm home.
Right. When she got home Monday night.
Well, that's fun. What was she? What exactly was she wearing? Do you know? What sort of? Was it delicate under things? Was it a gown?
At the time, police said that a 33-year-old woman returned home and found the man inside the apartment. Mm-hmm. I don't know
the exact garments.
It's alleged that the
gentleman
accused had cooked the meal, stolen personal items, and was wearing clothing items belonging to the female.
Was he cooking it for her?
It doesn't say who he was cooking it for.
Dude, we don't want your damn food. Get the hell out. Leave the clothes
You're in my apartment.
Yeah, take those out. Well, take them off.
Wearing my clothes. Yeah. Wouldn't you rather he stole your clothes?
That'd be so much better.
Than wear them?
That'd be so
because
much better.
Because you're going to toss him out anyway.
I'm going to burn him.
Because he's
ritualistically.
Yeah. That just doesn't seem cool.
No. They're uncleanable. That is not very going to... You're never going to get the stank off that.
That's not just throw it in the washer.
Yeah.
Washing machine.
Right.
That's not going to do it.
I wonder how he chose her. Like, he'd seen her like wearing something cool, and he's like, I need to wear that.
She's got great clothes. It doesn't say that.
Wow.
His name is Robert Anthony Stumpo.
The dickweed.
Boo. 35 years old, and he broke into her home and put on her clothes and cooked dinner.
Wow. What would you do if you came home and someone was wearing your favorite t-shirt and shorts? Grown men who wear shorts to work.
And making dinner?
You'd probably like the dinner part.
I would say, hey, what are you making?
If they're enchiladas, first, I'll put them in the fridge for a week or two and have them after a while.
No, I can't. I can't imagine. But what we want is to take some phone calls from people who had their house broken into.
Yeah.
But nothing was stolen.
Yeah.
In this particular case, nothing was stolen.
Right.
He was wearing her clothes.
Right.
Which makes them unusable.
Right.
But he didn't get in and out. He wasn't rushing. He took his time. He was making a meal.
Making a meal.
Yes.
That is a particularly
weird
bit. Yeah, that's very
odd. Somebody broke into your house and didn't steal anything. What did they do?
And what would you do? Would you keep those clothes? How would you feel about that?
I would not. I would burn those clothes.
Yeah, definitely. I might burn him if I got a chance. Hold on. I'll be right back. I can get my flamethrower.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We were talking about a man that broke into a woman's house, put on her clothes, and made dinner. Somebody broke into your house, sir?
Yeah, this is Mike. I want to tell you a story of somebody in my house.
Yeah. Somebody broke into your house. Tell us.
We live next to one of those all-boys, bad-boys schools, and somebody got out, and they went swimming in our pool. I came downstairs in the middle of the night. He was on the phone eating a bowl of cereal, playing video games.
Wow. That's crazy to me because your instinct, my thought was, is if you break into a house, your instinct is, I got to get out of here as fast as possible.
Right. But you didn't spend any time in juvie.
I
so
didn't.
Not
no,
that
that's true.
Of...
I wouldn't use the pool and then sit downstairs eating cereal, playing video games. What did you do?
As soon as I went down, he just ran out.
and they never found him again.
Oh,
so
man.
Maybe he went home, maybe got a ride. Who knows?
What did you do to him?
They never found him again. He just sort of vanished from the earth. Odd. We have a little mound in the backyard now, but thanks for calling, man. That's awesome. That's crazy.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Somebody broke into your house?
They did. I was living in Dallas, came home, door was open, kicked open, and started looking around the house. Everything was ransacked. It was a complete mess. Stuff thrown everywhere.
Right.
And even my guitar was by the front door where they kicked in. They didn't even take the guitar. I don't know if they even got anything from my roommates. I don't think they did.
So they just wandered in and sort of trashed the joint.
They said, this place is too clean, and they destroyed it.
They helped you out. But they didn't steal or mess up your guitar.
No, and it was right there by the front door, ready to go.
Well, I guess they're not the worst creatures on Earth, because unless they're John Belushi, smashing a guitar is just plain not cool, man. Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Someone wandered into your house and maybe put on your clothes. We want to hear about
it. Made you a meal.
Turned you into a meal. That's one of them fun time records. Everybody have a good time and party. Woo! This KLOS Free Ride is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
We're talking about people broke into your house but didn't steal anything.
Right.
Oddly. You have one of those stories?
Well, essentially, I'm happy about my break-in.
No.
I don't know if that makes it more interesting.
What happened?
So I moved to Valencia. This is a safer area. And I had teenagers. These kids did not believe me how important it is, and that even in a safe area, you still need to lock the doors for the car and the garage and the house.
Right.
So we went through a period of maybe 2 months where people would just come, and if we left the car unlocked, they just move things. Like, you maybe would have sunglasses in a sunglasses spot, and they move them onto the front dash. Or they'd open the garage, and, like, you know that there was laundry inside of the dryer, but they put it on top of the dryer. Like, weird little tiny things.
I sort of love that.
Yeah, that's interesting as hell and very odd.
I sort of love that. Yeah. Like, why would they do that?
They're pretending to be a poltergeist. They're practicing for when they're a ghost, and they want to be a poltergeist.
Well, at first I thought maybe my kids were messing with me.
Yeah, that sounds kind of...
I would be, like, yelling at them, like, you see, people are messing with us. We got to lock everything up. And they thought I was crazy. But seriously, it came down to, they weren't doing it. I wasn't doing it. It was complete strangers doing it.
Wow.
We found that on the camera later.
Oh, so, you found them.
That's so nice. Terrible.
No, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
I like that.
Thanks for calling.
That's really bizarre. KLOS, hello. Somebody broke into your house?
My front door was open, but I was over some of the neighbors, and somebody came in and stole my whole top drawer of underwear. Just took my whole underwear drawer and my bikini that was on top.
I'm sorry, do you want those back?
I know. How long have you been using them?
I got one on my head right now.
He's wearing it right now.
Yep.
No, I don't want that one.
You're a wise lady.
I can answer that. You don't want it.
Nope. Thanks for calling. Yeah. KLOS, you got broken into?
Hey, what's up, Kevin? How are you guys doing today?
Good. How you doing, man? Thank you.
I'm doing well. Well, not so much my house, but my car got busted into while I was playing around the golf. And they didn't take anything from my car. They just straight bashed in my windows.
The funny thing is,
I had something very important in the back seat. They looked at it, they saw it, and left it there.
What was it?
I can't disclose that right now. But
drugs.
Did you have drugs back there, sir?
Was it a machine gun?
Maybe. Hey, and you know what I think they should do to the Astros? They should make them wear cowbells and walk around their stadium doing the shame walk.
Shame. Great idea. 95.5 KLOS. Tell me about that band.
Oh, man. Violet Saturn and brother and sister team out of Malibu. I got to see them just before the world shut down.
Oh.
They were just getting their start in a tiny little rehearsal
space. Terrible time to launch a band.
And energy. Yeah, right? Enjoy 2020.
Wow.
Yeah, they're just so great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing them live and for real. By the way, have you texted the word stimulus yet to our new tiny little Denaro? I knew I couldn't
say. Yeah,
that.
I knew.
It's just not going to happen.
Try it again.
Denarosaurus Rex. It's Cachosaurus's
kid. Yeah.
68255 is the word stimulus, please. Quickly.
When I was out of work, I was watching a lot of TV, mm-hmm. and I started watching a show called To Catch a Smuggler.
Okay.
On Discovery Channel.
Right.
And it's basically people trying to get drugs into the United States in a thousand different ways.
Wow, yeah.
And they've got agents there that are questioning people, and they've got drug-sniffing dogs, and it's kind of crazy.
Right.
And I saw this headline, customs agents in Cincinnati seized 44 pounds of cornflakes.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Covered in cocaine instead of sugar.
How the hell did that happen?
Where's my
cocaine? Damn it!
I don't know, but you know, cornflakes don't really weigh much.
No.
So I don't know how big the shipment was to be 44 pounds of it, but imagine biting into cornflakes or giving them to your kids.
Well, that'll wake you up.
And they actually have cocaine on it instead of sugar.
Yeah, you know.
A drug-sniffing dog found it first and was sniffing at it, and they were like, wait, what's going on? And they saw it, and it was like, all right, covered in cocaine.
Well, who did this? How did this even happen?
It's a company called Angel Cereals out of Lima, Peru. And I think we have the CEO and the marketing director.
Is this on the line? Hello? Hey, it's KLS.
Hey, guys. How you doing, man? This is Chad Angel. How you doing? It's Angel Cereals out of Peru. How's it going, fellas?
Wow. Well, we're well, and it sounds like you're doing pretty well as well.
Woo! Woo! I'm doing great, man. You know, I want you to know, I heard you guys talking about the story, and I just want you to know I am the CEO and marketing executive from Cereales Angel, which is, we say, down here in Peru. But actually, it's a company named after me. I'm Chad Angel. It's my cereal company.
Okay.
And I just wanted to straighten a couple things out, if you don't mind.
Okay, yes,
no,
please.
That sounds very good. Tell us about it, sir.
Look, this whole thing's a misunderstanding, okay? I do distribute cereals around the world. I am an international cartel company. I'm a company, and we sell cereal all around the world. And yes, the cornflakes were my cornflakes, but I had nothing to do with any cocaine that was ever found by any dogs.
Yeah, I mean, there were 44 pounds of it.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right? It's crazy. If you had 44 pounds of cocaine, let's say that's the street value of, I don't know, $2,822,400. Would you put it in this cereal, man? That's crazy. Who would do that?
I mean, I think you do that.
I'm a legitimate businessman. All I do is sell cereal. And, you know, it's crazy. This thing's like a massive undertaking. And what are they doing with dogs around cereal anyway? That seems unsanitary to me, man. You want, like, dog hair in your Rice Krispies? Not me, man.
You sound like you're very excited,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, you're a little amped.
Well, I'm just a happy guy. You know, I'm a happy guy. That's why they call me the Snow Angel, man. Like, my friends call me Snow Angel because I like to make snow angels. And they call me Chatty Lines because, you know, I wear a lot of stripes, or Chatty Rail. Because I like to go on a lot of railroad trips, or Chatty Bumps, or Chatty Toots, or Johnny 8-Ball. I play a lot of pool with Johnny Cocaine. I got a lot of different nicknames. But I am a legitimate businessman, and I'm just trying to sell cereal, man.
Okay, so you're saying that there was no cocaine on the cornflakes?
Not when they left my factory, man. No, something happened between my factory and Cincinnati, man, and I had nothing to do with it. It's crazy. I mean, I'm losing my mind. This is nuts. Hold on a second. What? Okay. Look, I gotta go, man. I just got a huge order. Donald Trump Jr. just ordered 47 cases of Cocoa Puffs.